Thank you very much. Before I start, I would like to say thank you very much for all the people that actually arrange it. And with the inspiration of Santa Cruz, we're thinking about doing the same thing in Berkeley. And I approached today to Khatam and asked him to have the same thing in Berkeley, because coming from the peace camp in Israel, I believe that peace is the only solution that we actually have, can have. And reducing back to violence is only causing more suffer from both sides. And I would like to start with a 10-second silence for all the people that died from both sides. Thank you very much. I thought it will be good to start this discussion that I've been asked to give in with a small figuring out about the concept of God. God is a concept that unites us, all the people that sit here today. And it's also something that I've heard that it's something that's close to a lot of people, specifically in Santa Cruz, that feel connected to this divine being. So I thought it will be a good start. God has many qualities. He's like a merciful, furious, full with justice, full with wisdom, loving father. And every time that we actually look and want to look the way that we need to behave, we look at God. And one of these things that God has with us is like he playing a kind of a role model for us. We want to know how to behave with our children, we're looking at God. We want to look how we should stress wisdom or stress justice, then we look at God, we look at the way that he behaves, and then we continue in our way. And one thing that we can see that is always returning in the concept of this role play that God give us as a leader, it's a question of we as the people of God, we always blame him. We blame God for everything. We have a bad day at work, we blame God. We have like a, you know, our business is whatever going down, we blame God. And I think it's good. God, she knows what she's doing in a way. She's taking responsibility, because sometimes us as people, the only power that we have towards our leaders, the leaders that are responsible for our life, is the power to blame them. They need to take the responsibility, and the only thing that we need to do is, or can do, is to blame our leaders. Another question about leadership is the question of what is actually the job of the leader? What we accept our leader to do? And in that, it's a very difficult question. Everything that connected to leaders, it's difficult questions. But I would like to use Aristotle's definition to help us and try to figure it out. So as Aristotle stressed in the Nicomachean Ethic, he's saying in page 1, the good has rightly been declared to be that at which all things aim. So if we start to figure what it means, it means in a way that we want our lives to be good, and our leaders should supply it. We want to have better life, and they should take us there. A good life is another concept that we cannot explain, but it's very easy to point at. We can say whenever we have good life, we can say whenever we have a successful leader, but we can never actually explain how and why it's the different. So let's check some successful leaders. And the leaders that get the notion, and from them we'll get the notion of good leadership. I will mention two examples. The first one is the Dalai Lama, the leader of the Tibetan now that are in exile in Dharamsala, and the late Mahatma Gandhi, that led India into democracy after the occupation of the British in India. And both of them are successful leaders. And the question is, why are they successful leaders? It's not because this leader brought their people the best life that their people can achieve. It's not because this leader fulfilled some kind of divine quest. These leaders are successful leaders because they led their people to better life under very specific and difficult conditions. It is not easy to be a leader. You always have to be in the most important place, and you always have to do the hardest task. So for God, it's easy. I mean, she's always in the sky, and he's doing everything. So it's very easy for him. But for us as human beings, or as leaders human beings, it's very difficult to do. Because sometimes it's asking from us to have superhuman talented. I would like to have another example of a leader, which is Moses, which is another successful leader that he just died last week, and again without entering to the promised land, or Musa, which is again a leader that in a way combined most of the people, from what I can see here, most of the people that sits in the crowd. The Bible tells us that Moses, after being leader of his people for so many years, after going in the desert for 40 years, was just approaching the promised land. And then God told him, stop. Stand on the mountain, look at Israel, the promised land, and I will not let you to enter this country. And why? I mean, why God decided not to let his beloved servant to enter the promised land? And we ask again the Bible that it's again something that unites most of the people that sit here in the crowd. We ask the Bible why. Why God doesn't let Moses enter the promised land? And the Bible answers us in a very short way. It tells us this story, you know. The people went in the desert and there was no water. So everybody come to Moses telling him, we want water, we want water, we want water, we want water. He gets very upset from that. He's going to God, telling God, my people want water. What can I do? They are stuck in the middle of the desert. So God's telling him, calm down. You see this rock? Speak to him. The rock will give you water. And Moses going into the rock with all the people around him and everybody blaming him for all the suffering that he caused them in taking him out of the meat pot, the way that they call it in Egypt. And then with all his anger, he's hitting, instead of speaking to the rock, he was hitting the rock with his staff. And the water came. But Moses fell in his role as leader. So this is his crime, hitting the rock instead of talking to it. Is this the reason not to let him enter to the promised land after 40 years in the desert? It seems very merciless. It seems even cruel. But the point that Moses actually reduced himself in a point of pressure back to violence, back to the basic, most primitive nature that we as human beings have, instead of speaking, and instead of finding in a way like his belief in the speaking and not in the hitting, God decided not to help, not to let him into the promised land. Moses fell under the pressure of blame. Moses fell under the pressure of responsibility, and he reacted not as a leader. As I said before, I belong to the peace camp in Israel. And I must tell you that for us, the most difficult part of what's happening down now is that we don't understand. We don't understand why. Why does Arafat, standing at the top of the hill, have stopped? And stopped with him all the people that are so important to both of the sides that sit here. I've been thinking about it a lot. And I think that what happened to Arafat and to the Palestinian leadership is that as leaders of forming country, is that they started not to be able to take the responsibility. As an Israeli, as an officer in the Israeli army, I was a lot in the occupied territories. And I can tell you one thing. In the last 5 years, things started to move there. The fruit of peace started to giving fruits. The seed of peace started to giving fruits. For example, Jericho. Jericho is 8,000 years old town. And it was, until 5 years ago, it was a refugee camp. And now 5-star hotel with casinos were building there. In Israel, it's not allowed to have casinos. So all the Israelis from Israel that so far went to Turkey to gamble, and people from all over the world start coming to Jericho, to the 5-star hotel, and Jericho started to flourish. Bidya market, don't know if it speaks to you, but it was a small market next to Tulkarem. And In the last 5 years, it was every weekend full with people from Israel, people that start to buy things, people that start to build together a kind of relationship, economical relationship. The Palestinian territory become to function like a state. They have like civil rights. They have a law system. They have a police of their own. They started to forming a country. They actually start to realize their dream. But then, what's happened when you have this kind of progress? A new kind of blaming is coming. A five-star hotel manager is calling Arafat, telling him, I have a group from Germany that coming to my casino and I don't have running water. And another banker is calling to his mayor, telling him, I know that we got hundreds of millions of dollars. Where is the money? Why disappearing? And another one calling and saying, why is the police is corrupted? Because everywhere there's police corrupted. And this is the job of the leader. The job of the leader is to give, the answer for this responsibility. And he couldn't take it. So what do you do when you can't take the blame? It's very easy. The first solution is to pass it to others. And let's see who is the Palestinian leaders actually blaming. They blame the Zionist movement of the past. They blame the UN of 1948. They blame the press in general, because all the press all over is biased. They blame the USA, with the leader of the USA, that have done so much for the peace process in the world that I can't say that any other leader around the world that done so much in the last period. And of course, they blame the Israelis of the present. But who is clean for the blame? This is also it's very easy. Blame the other and don't get blamed. It's like a mantra. It's a bloody mantra. Who can think of the good problems? The problem of peace when child dies at the street. And this is exactly the difference between a good leader and a bad one. So now the hotel in Jericho are empty. They are suffering now from a strike, economical strike, that I believe, and you probably, as a capitalistic society, knows better than I, maybe they will not recover it. The market in Bidia is empty, and all the sides reduce back to violence and to hate. But the Palestinian leadership is clean. No blame. Nobody is blaming them. They didn't take the responsibility. A leader does not have leaders. He only has God and himself to look up to. And in those days, I wonder what concept of God and leadership Arafat has, and what he sees when he looks into himself. Thank you very much.